Hello, this is Father Randy Sly with another installment of Day by Day, where each day we take a look at a reading from Holy Scripture found in the Daily Mass. And today is Thursday of the fifth week of Lent. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the Jews, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." So the Jews said to him, "Now we are sure that you are possessed. Abraham died, as did the prophets. You say, whoever keeps my word will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died, or the prophets who died? Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is worth nothing. But it is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, 'He is our God.' You do not know him, but I know him. And if I should say that I do not know him, I would be like you, a liar. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Abraham, your father, rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad." And so the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid and went out of the temple area. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, today we are in the same dialogue that Jesus is having with the Jews that comes just about after the time that the woman was caught in adultery. And Jesus had been speaking to them in very, very specific language about he and the Father. And yesterday we had that reading, and then today we are coming to the conclusion. And again, Jesus is continuing to put before them the fact that he has come with a special mission that was given to him by the Father, that he didn't come on his own accord, but that he does what the Father has called him and sent him to do. And one of the things that he says here at the end is that, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." And one of the things that the Jews had happen at this time is they heard those words, they thought he was speaking about physical death, when in reality he's really talking about the final death, the spiritual death. And so they began to press him more and more about, "How can you say that nobody's going to taste death? Are you greater than Abraham? Abraham died, so did the prophets, and they all went on into death. How can you say that your words are going to give us the ability to never die?" Well, at this point, again, Jesus points back to the Father as being the reason for why he is there and what he is about, and the fact that he has been sent on an amazing mission that they really don't understand. And at this point, one of the things that he said, because they completely refuse to believe that he has a divine origin in his person or in his mission, in his ministry. And they keep referring back to Abraham, their father, and this has gone on now for a long time in this chapter, where they keep going back to Abraham as their father, and he keeps saying, you know, "If you were truly the children of Abraham, you would have understood who I am and how I came to be and why I am here." And here at the end, again, they are bringing up Abraham. And he finally says to them that Abraham rejoiced to see my coming. Again, the one who was the establishment of the new covenant is talking about the one who was the establisher of the old covenant. And we had that in the first reading today, where Abraham starts out as Abram, and this is where God makes covenant with him. And he says, "My covenant with you is this: you are to become the father of a host of nations. No longer will you be called Abram, but you will be called Abraham, or it would be Abram in the Hebrew, but Abraham. And one of the things, when you enter into covenant, you take a piece of the other's name. And so basically, Abraham went from being Abram to Abraham, and was given that name by God as a sign of the new, of the old covenant that was established then. Back then it was a new covenant. But now, Jesus, in referring to Abraham, the custodian of the first covenant, as one who rejoiced at the fact that Jesus was coming to establish this permanent covenant with mankind. And so they question him about that. How could Abraham rejoice at this? You're only, you know, you're not even 50 years old. Abraham was thousands of years ago. How could this happen? And this is again where Jesus points back to something that he had said earlier in the passage, early in the section of dialogue between he and the unbelieving Jews. They were questioning what was going on, and he said, "Amen, amen, I say to you." And by the way, he says this twice in this passage. Both of these times, when you hear the words, "Amen, amen, I say to you," you need to realize that he is at that point letting them know this is important for you to know. He said that, first of all, when he said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death," that's an important concept for them to remember. And here he said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am." Now, remember from yesterday's passage and the fact that he again spoke to them about how he was I am, that I am sent me, and that when you lift up the Son of Man yesterday, Jesus said, then you will realize that I am. And again, he's using these words intentionally. This is the name of God, I am. And to the Jewish people, it was a sacred name. They'd never even pronounced it. When they saw that name in Hebrew in the Old Testament, they would say the name Adonai. They'd say the word Adonai, which means the Lord. So instead of saying the name of God, they would just say the Lord. You can see this in your translations of the Old Testament, in that wherever you see the word Lord capitalized, all in capital letters, that means that that's the name of God there, Yahweh. And they don't pronounce it. They would pronounce Adonai, which means Lord. So he said, before Abraham came to be, and he uses the words, I am. And it was at this point again, they were so frustrated with this amazing claim that they were going to pick up stones and they were going to kill him at that moment in the temple. But Jesus was able to slip out without being seen. And of course, it wasn't his time yet to die. That was something he was willingly going to give up on the cross. So a powerful passage again, and these passages this week from John are quite abstract in this dialogue that he's having with the Jews, where he is trying to help them to understand the shifting from the old covenant to the new that is taking place and will culminate in his ultimate sacrifice on the cross. So may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, is there a takeaway from our passage today? I'd say that, you know, the big takeaway, of course, is to just remember and to reflect upon the fact that the one who went to the cross, the one who spoke these words in Scripture, Jesus, whom we are following, truly is God the Son, the second person of the Trinity. And during this Lenten season, it's a time for us to reaffirm, rediscover, and reflect upon this beautiful understanding of who Jesus is as the Son of God. So may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.